Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 265. And we're starting off with an update from the Indy Scream Park in Anderson, Indiana. We have a new house alert. Eastgate Prison is where they send the truly horrible criminals. It's high security for the worst of the worst, at least until the blackout. In the midst of the darkness, the prisoners have rioted and taken over. Now that the inmates have control, the only way to get out alive is through them. Do you dare enter? Get more information at IndieScreamPark.com. We have this news from the Fear Farm in Blacksburg, South Carolina. There's an all-new attraction for 2023 for our 13th season. Confinement, home of the criminally insane. A prison-themed insane asylum for the hardest, craziest criminals in the country. Doesn't it sound like a fun place to tour? See for yourself starting September 23rd. Get more information at scfearfarm.com. Have a little hiring news from the Haunted Barn in McDonald, Tennessee. Looking for a part-time job during the Halloween season? You must be 18 or older to work at the Haunted Barn. Past employees and new will be required to audition and must commit to working every weekend in October for a total of 10 nights. Hours will be from 7 to midnight or later depending on the number of people waiting to get in. You do not need to be an actor or have acting experience to be a scare actor. Some of our folks are actors, some just love to scare. If you're a returning scare actor or a current HB employee, we hold a separate audition for you, or as I like to call it, family reunion. Being a scare actor is like running a marathon. It's physically hard work. You need stamina, enthusiasm, passion, and the ability to take direction. Get more information and apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHauntedBarnChattanooga. We have a little film news. This from George Romero's Living Dead franchise. This comes to us via Fangoria.com. In a somewhat surprising turn of events, Deadline has announced that George A. Romero's Twilight of the Dead is the seventh and final installment in the director's long-running and iconic Living Dead franchise, and it will begin shooting later this year in Puerto Rico. Based on a treatment written by Romero prior to his untimely passing in 2017, the film is being produced by Roundtable Entertainment and the George A. Romero Estate. As of this writing, the project does not have a director, but Deadline goes on to say that the production team is in negotiations with a director and were in talks with cast before the SAG-AFTRA strike hit. There's nothing further to report at the time, but once we get updates, we will let you know. Stay tuned. We have a little news on a public ghost hunt coming to Danville, Kentucky. Local paranormal group 859 Paranormal Research visits the Boyle County Public Library October 28th to investigate for paranormal activity in this After Dark special. Doors are open to the public at 9 p.m. Prior to this investigation, patrons will tour the library while the team discusses their processes, their history, and their equipment. Once the event ends at 11, the crew will spend the night in the library searching for paranormal activity, and they'll share their findings on November 2nd at 6 p.m. Get more information at facebook.com/BoylePubLib, Public Library. We have this news from the Green Bay Fear Haunted Attraction in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Have you ever wanted to volunteer at a haunted house? You're in luck. Green Bay Fear is looking for a few new ghouls to help us out with our 20th season. No experience? No problem. Don't want to get into makeup? Not a problem either. We have a variety of volunteer positions available. These include actors, makeup artists, ticket booth, ticket takers, gift shop, parking staff, security, build crew, and more. Volunteers must be 13 years of age with signed parental permission slips. Anyone under the age of 13 would need to volunteer directly with an adult family member or friend over the age of 18. Security, ticket booth, and gift shop volunteers do need to be over age 18. Volunteering at our event does count for community service hours necessary for graduation in some school systems. If you have any questions, please feel free to let us know and come scare with us at Green Bay Fear. Get more information at facebook.com/Green Bay Fear Haunted Attractions. We have a little sad news from the expelled haunted attraction in Huntsville, Arkansas. Dear beloved visitors and fans, it is with a heavy heart that we must announce that the expelled's time at the slaughterhouse has come to an end. This will be our last season haunting these grim halls. Over the years, we have embraced the macabre and delivered chilling experiences that will forever be etched in our memories. We want to thank each and every one of you for your unwavering support and enthusiasm throughout this journey. Your screams of terror and excited laughter have fueled our passion to create unforgettable scares. Without you, the expelled haunted house would not have been the same. But fear not, for we have planned a series of events to commemorate this final season at the slaughterhouse. Let us come together and revel in the darkness one last time, celebrating the thrills and chills that have made us who we are. We will cherish the memories and the friendships forged within these haunted walls. As the shadows lengthen and the final curtain falls, we hope you will join us in bidding farewell to the expelled haunted house at the slaughterhouse. Together we shall create an unforgettable finale, a swan song that will echo in our hearts for years to come. Thank you for being a part of our haunted family. With deepest gratitude, Carnage and the Expelled Haunted House team. Keep up with updates regarding those special events at TheExpelled.com. We have this from the Asylum Hills Haunted House in Rickman, Tennessee. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Asylum Hill will not be open this year. We have high hopes of reopening next year and will post updates as time moves forward. We thank you for your patience and understanding, and we'll see you in 2024. Keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/RVFDepartment. We have this from the 901 Nightmare Haunted Attraction in Edgemoor, South Carolina. We have breaking news. This is our final year. Hello, 901 Nightmare fans and supporters. After 20 years of scaring people at this location, this will be our last year. We have enjoyed building and putting together scenes and scares for customers over the years, but have decided that this will be our final season. With that being said, this year we have dropped the general admission price to $20, with a fast pass only $40, and we will also have a new nightmare pass for $60. Visit our website for more information. Dates and times are as follows: October 6, 7, 13, 14, 20, 21, 22, 27, 28, and 29. With our ticket office open from 7 to 10 on those nights, come check out our final year and see what's your worst nightmare. Get more information at 901nightmare.com. We have this from Evil Visions Haunted House in Monroe, Louisiana. This year, we will have to take off. We have moved locations and now have 20 acres of land and new buildings, bringing you a bigger and better experience, but unfortunately with so much to do, we will not be able to complete the work for this year's haunt season. This break will give us the extra time needed to make sure we are bringing you the best haunt possible. and we can't wait to show you the new location and things we have in store. Get ready, the 2024 haunt season is coming. Thank you, everyone. Stay tuned for updates at facebook.com/evilvisions. We have a little convention news, this time with an update from Days of the Dead coming to Houston, Texas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Kane Hodder to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Houston, happening September 29th through October 1st. A modern horror icon that needs little introduction, Kane Hodder is best known for his portrayal of Jason Voorhees in four of the franchise's installments, from Friday the 13th, Part 7 through Jason X. He's also worked in such films as the Hatchet franchise, Leatherface, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, Waxwork, Wishmaster, 2001 Maniacs, and many, many more. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. We have a little news from the Scorched Earth Haunted Farm at Smith Farms in Payton, Colorado. It is with great sadness that we must announce that Scorched Earth at Smith Farms Farmers Market is permanently closed. We would like to thank the wonderful community for their support over the last few years. We would also like to thank Sasha Ortiz and Adam Smith for being such wonderful partners and hosts. We wish them the greatest success as they continue to grow their excellent farmers market. Keep up with any updates at facebook.com/scorchedearthhaunt. We have an update from Halloween 45 coming to Pasadena, California. Halloween 45 Years of Terror returns to the Pasadena Convention Center with a host of horror guests, vendors, Q&As, props, events, and other exciting surprises. We are nowhere close to being done with guest announcements, including today's announcement of actor Brad Schachter to the lineup. Brad Schachter appears as Little Buddy in 1982's Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Schachter will be signing at H45 on Sunday, October 1st only. Who will be joining him? You? Follow 45 Years of Terror on Facebook for the latest reveals. Tickets for H45, happening September 29th through October 1st at the Pasadena Convention Center, are now on sale. Be sure to bookmark Halloween45.com for more updates. We have this update from SeaWorld's Howlow Scream in San Diego, California. Are you a master of the macabre, a connoisseur of chills? Do you have a flair for fright and a passion for hauntingly good fun? If so, we have the perfect opportunity for you to showcase your spine-tingling talents. Don't miss your chance to be part of our sinister spectacle. Unleash your inner haunt and become a legendary scare actor this Halloween season. Limited positions are available. Get more information at seaworld.com/san-diego/jobs. And finally, we have this from Sinister Halloween Con coming to Sacramento. We are looking for experienced help to join our front of house team, wristbanding, scanning tickets, possible sales, and welcoming in our rad-as-heck patrons into Sinister Halloween Con. If you want to join the team, please email lovehorrorevents@gmail.com and type front of house in the subject line. This is a volunteer gig, but you'll get free passes for you, friends, family, and some great swag. Happening October 21st and 22nd at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Get more information at sinistercreaturecon.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year,
You can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, haunt season is here. It has officially started in many places around the country, and we are just so excited about this. If you remember on the regular show, a couple of shows back, we had Ed and Gavin from Midnight Syndicate on talking about their new album, The Brimstone Club. They were so excited to talk about that. But one thing we did not bring up, nor could not at the time, was whether or not they were playing Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. And of course, after the show went up, the press releases came out, and yes, they are. They are indeed playing at Cedar Point in Sandusky for the Halloween season. But there's some changes. If you're used to seeing them playing at the Jack Aldridge Theater and all that, you're not going to see them there. So we thought we better get the scoop on what's happening at Cedar Point in Sandusky for the 2023 Halloween season, which starts the day this show hits, September 14th. And we have on Communications Director Tony Clark with us. Tony, how are you, sir?
I am ready to get spooky. How are you?
About the same, and absolutely looking forward to hearing about all the crazy, spooky, amazing, and of course, new stuff you have here at Cedar Point for the 2023 season. Let's go ahead and knock it out. Let's get the who, what, where, when's. What are the new dates for this season, and what kind of new Halloween attractions do you have for the Halloweekends 2023 season?
Well, that's a great question. So Halloweekends is our fall event here at Cedar Point, and it begins tonight, 14th of September. We run Thursday nights, all day Fridays, all day Saturdays, all day Sundays, all the way through October 29th. It's our 26th year here at the park, and in addition to, you know, the normal rides, the roller coasters, and the entire package of Cedar Point, you also get all kinds of fall, spooky, fun, silly Halloween activities thrown in on top of all that with your admission. So, you know, every year we try to do something new at the park in general, and this year was our new the boardwalk area right along the lakeside area of the park with a new roller coaster, a new two-story dining venue. So that was the main season attraction that was new. And then for Halloweekends, there's always something new to share and talk about there. And this year, you know, we are expanding the role of Mr. Midnight, who we introduced last year as our kind of signature character of the Halloweekends event. And Mr. Midnight is going to be featured inside his own indoor maze called Midnight. And essentially, you are going in and you're going to experience his Book of the Dark. And this is a book that he carries everywhere he goes. And inside this book is everything that you're afraid of, you know, from claustrophobia to spiders to the dark. Everything is in this book, and it all kind of comes to life in this new maze. And that is at the front of the park near our Gatekeeper roller coaster. So that's going to be probably the biggest new attraction here at the park. And then for the outdoor fright zones, we've added one to the Gemini Midway, and this one is called Butchers of Rock. It's one of the shows that we have in the park. But what's unique about this this fright zone is that it's themed to clowns. So if you don't like clowns, you're definitely not going to like this outdoor fright zone. So you'll walk through this fright zone, but then at select times, the actual Butchers of Rock will play. And this is something new. It's a new concept we're trying. So even while the show is going on, you know, you really could be scared while you're standing there watching the Butchers of Rock. So the outdoor zone itself is Clowns Death Metal Tour, and the Butchers of Rock is the band that has gathered for a one night only show, but they never left, and they're playing the same show night after night for all eternity. So it's definitely a new concept for the Outdoor Fright Zone that we do here at the park, and adding the entertainment portion in it will be really cool because they're talented musicians. A lot of people do not like clowns, so it mixes in a little bit of a fear there. So those are the two big outdoor and indoor scary parts of the event. As I mentioned earlier, the boardwalk, which was new this year, that's getting over the past few years we've added all kinds of new decorations to the park, and we've taken these giant skeletons off of our main midway, and we've put them inside what we're calling the bone walk as opposed to the boardwalk. So it's going to get a fall overlay with skeletons and skeleton characters and that you can pose for photos with. It makes for great photo ops, and it just dresses up that area more. And our main midway is getting a makeover. You'll see more of a themed color coordinated decor as you walk through the main gate all the way down the main midway. So in addition to like the hardcore, haunted attractions and new things that we're doing, there's these aesthetic things that we do also to make the event a little bit different. So those things are definitely the biggest new things to look forward to at the event.
And I remember the last time I was up there, I believe it was 2019, and you had just amazing crowds. In fact, I believe that was the year you actually had to shut the doors for a couple of hours because of capacity issues and everything. But have those type of concerns been addressed? Is there like additional parking, or is there anything like that to keep crowds from, just basically overwhelming the park at this time?
Well, that's a great question, and just to, to be a little bit more clear and transparent, we don't really close the park. The parking is the issue. So what we're finding is a lot of guests are coming in their own cars, which is something that didn't happen in years past. And so when you get a beautiful Saturday where the forecast is sunny and, 73 for a high, everybody wants to come to an outdoor event. It's not just here. You look at any outdoor event, whether it's a hay bale maze, outdoor mazes and hay rides and things like that, this is when they hit their peak. And so because of that, we can't really predict what it's going to be like any particular day, but the best advice we give to people is definitely plan ahead to ride with people. Arrive early in the day is another good tip to make sure that you get in with no issues. And we have places to put cars, but of course, we do have a capacity on spaces. So definitely the best thing to do is to get to the event early. And if you can, carpool, because, that really is, it sounds pretty simple, but it's a lot of, with season passes and things like that, a lot of folks tend to come and meet friends here or meet groups and, or say, I'm going to drive separately because I have to work or whatever. And that's where we see a higher volume of cars than normal.
And I believe the weather for this weekend is going to be highs around 70 and lows in the 50s. So that's like...
That sounds perfect to me.
That's perfect fall weather. So if that doesn't get you in the Halloween and spooky mood, I don't know what will.
What's also good about that is that, a lot of people aren't necessary. Now we are thinking about Halloween, you and I, because we love the spooky season. However, a lot of people probably aren't. But we also know that this event is our most popular time of year. And I know that there's a lot of guests that are chomping at the bit to get into the park and see the park transformed and experience all this stuff, and also just get the regular rides in that we offer and all the experiences. So I think it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, I certainly hope so, because it just sounds dynamite. In the past, I remember you have offered, say, some spooky-type treats and new type of food options. Is there any type of special Halloween type of things going on as far as dining options this year?
Yeah, the food is something that the park has been improving over the years in general. So even when you come during the summer, we have a full culinary team now with an executive chef and his team of chefs who specialize in very many different things. And all of them come to the table with recipes and experiences that they apply here at Cedar Point. And so a few years ago, we did a tasting tour that was part of an actual program. Then last year, we started to feature specialty items at select locations that you can just purchase, and that's kind of what we're doing again this year. But yes, there's definitely new items to check out. You know, we do a Wings of Fire smoked chicken wing. There's bread bowls that have our farmhouse kitchen and grill in the back of the park. Signature chili or broccoli in a bread bowl, very nice on a cool evening. One of my favorite things that we've ever done, and I every time they say, "Do you want to come taste test?" I say yes. It's our maple sausage on a stick, and it's kind of like our traditional hot dog on a stick, which is essentially a corn dog, but it's a maple sausage dipped in a funnel cake batter. So it's got the look of a corn dog, but you can you dip it in this spicy sriracha maple syrup, and it is fantastic. Cheesecake chimichangas, which is new this year, because everybody likes pumpkin spice. We have a pumpkin pie spice churro that we're going to debut this year. And then Nashville chicken and waffle, which is exactly what it is, just delicious. And then an Oktoberfest pizza, which is one of my favorites. It's a pizza with mashed red skin potatoes. It's got cheddar cheese on it, smoked kielbasa, and sauerkraut. I'm a huge fan of sauerkraut, being from Wisconsin, and eating lots of bratwurst over my younger years. So I'm very excited about that. So it's a little, it's in addition to the handcrafted items we normally sell, these are the specialty ones that, you know, you can only get at Halloweekends.
Oh, this sounds, you know, you've got me convinced to try to make that drive up from the Carolinas already. And I would certainly be remiss if I did not mention Midnight Syndicate is back. We've already mentioned that. The press releases have come out. Everyone's excited about this. But they're not playing the Jack Aldridge Theater. What's going on? What is happening with Midnight Syndicate this year?
Well, you know, like I said before, you know, we talk about changing the event and not to remain stale. We need to reinvent ourselves and do new and different things. And so what we wanted to do is feature Midnight Syndicate in a bigger and bolder way. And to do that, we moved them to our Halloweekends main stage, which is in the middle of the park. It's where most of the big action happens, you know, and also the opening ceremonies happen there, where all the monsters come out at the same time right before they go out to the park to scare people. And that's got its own special show. But really the cool part about the venue there is that it's exposing Midnight Syndicate to a bigger audience. So we know that they have a really large fan base, and they, you know, played an integral role in the haunt industry in providing a great soundtrack for many different attractions around the country and the world. And it's a great way for guests to see these guys in person and see the talent that they have. But also, the stage allows us to do different things during the show that could not be done in the Jack Aldridge Theater, which was a smaller, intimate venue. However, this allows us to do more with the space and make it a bigger and bolder experience. So that's kind of the reasoning for moving them over there. And we're hoping a lot of people that have never heard of Midnight Syndicate or just, you know, aren't familiar with them are going to get to see how good their music is, combined with the onstage action that happens as well. There'll still be some scary surprises in that show. So you'd think that even being outside and being on a big stage, you can't fit those in, but we definitely will be fitting those in. And it will definitely do the venue justice, and they will, it'll be, I saw them rehearsing yesterday. I don't want to give too much away, but I can tell already it looks like a fantastic show.
So it is actually going to be a performance and not just Ed and Gavin up there playing. There's actually going to be, like in previous years, a stage immersive experience with, you know, scary things happening.
Yeah, and it's bringing their new album to life, is kind of the way to look at it, which you know, is their the music from their new album, which a lot of people, again, will get to see and enjoy. But then, of course, we add the surprises of talent on stage that's working with the music. There's, you know, interludes in between the music, and all kinds of other things to see. So definitely not just Ed and Gavin, but this entire experience that's held together with their live music right on stage.
You gotta love that. And I'm assuming, of course, there will be merchandise available and a meet and greet after each performance. Any personalized Cedar Point Midnight Syndicate merchandise going to be on sale?
Yeah, that is a great question. I have not, they have not shown me the merchandise yet. I know we have Halloweekends merchandise already hitting the online store and hitting the store inside the park. They always bring great merchandise. I'm going to guess that they will have their new album. And also some other, some other branded merchandise. And they're really good with the meet and greets. It's great to see the fans interact with them afterwards. And, you know, it feels like a real life rock concert and a backstage meet and greet. And, we love to see it, especially since they're from Northeast Ohio. So they're like hometown haunted heroes, for us. And it's, there'd definitely be opportunities to meet them after the show.
Well, it's hard to believe they've been doing this for almost 10 years. I believe they announced it in 2014 that they were going to play live for the very first time. So this is all just, you know, wonderful news, and it looks like it's going to be a fantastic year at Cedar Point up in Ohio, starting September 14th. Oh, that's tonight. And running and running all the way through October 29th, not open on Halloween again this year, but, you know, Halloween will be back on a weekend at some point. For people wanting more information, if you're not a season pass holder or maybe you want to make some plans to travel up into the northern half of Ohio, beautiful time of year, leaves are changing, you're on the shores of Lake Erie, bring an extra jacket, you never know the weather. Where can people get information? Do you also have maybe hotel packages with local hotels, or where can they get tickets, more information, maybe see a map of the park, check out all the new information, the new scare zones, the new haunts, and everything going on with Cedar Point in the 2023 season?
Well, there's actually a lot of good things to check out. If you visit halloweekends.com, that will take you to the actual event page where you can learn more about everything I just talked about and about our shows and attractions. Plus, going on right now, and this is, again, I have to say the date because it's the 14th, it's a limited time ticket sale. So if you were planning on coming to the park, you want to save some money, we're doing a slasher sale right now where Halloweekend tickets are $29.99. And that's on select dates through, I believe, the first two weekends in October. So if you want to take advantage of that, go to cedarpoint.com. That's where you'll also find the information on our season passes. So if you're coming for multiple days, that's probably a better value. You can buy a gold pass right now and get Halloweekends unlimited all the rest of this year, plus admission to Cedar Point and Halloweekends all of next year. We do have hotels on site. They offer special packages with tickets. And you can just walk right to your hotel room after a night at the park for certain properties. And there's one for every budget. So don't think that, you know, if you're trying to limit your budget for travel, that you're not going to be able to make it. We do have properties off-site that are more budget-minded. We have a resort right here on property, our Hotel Breakers, which is our biggest hotel that's right on the lake. That's our premier property. We have a Lighthouse Point campground. So if you have an RV, you can bring your RV. We have RV slips there. We have cottages and cabins, so just a multitude of options if you want to come and make an entire weekend out of it. But cedarpoint.com is a place to check it out. Check out the hotel rates. Check out the ticket packages. Check out this slasher sale right now. Again, if you're listening to this later, it may not be up there anymore, but you can always save money with a ticket package with a hotel stay thrown in there as well.
One last question. Are you still looking for people to work Halloweekends? Because I know, you know, jobs being what they are, some people have had issues trying to find good help.
Yeah, you know, we are always hiring at Cedar Point, and that is because we now pretty much have a year-round operation outside of the normal season and Halloweekends, because we have a few properties off-site that are now open. Again, all year. We have an indoor water park. We have our Sawmill Creek Resort, which is a golf resort, and that is also pretty much open all year. So yes, we're hiring for Halloweekends. And you know, if you want to do the scaring, you want to, or if you want to just work in the park, you know, food and beverage, we're always looking for great people to work in the food and beverage department, serving our guests. And, you know, there's information about that on our website as well. So, absolutely. We're always hiring part-time, flexible schedules. Sometimes we have full-time positions available at the park as well. Those come up every now and then. So on the website, you'll see a section for employment. Just click that, and you can learn more about what's available and apply.
Once again, folks, HollowWeekends.com or CedarPoint.com. Tony Clark is the communications director for Cedar Point up in Sandusky, Ohio, on the shores of Lake Erie. Tony, it's always great to speak to you. Can't wait to see the future press releases and hear the release or hear the reviews of this season.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you as per usual, and we are we're excited to get things started. It's hard to believe we're already here. I swear we just celebrated 4th of July, but apparently it skips right to Halloween. But here we are, and we're excited to get it started and hope a lot of people get to come and check it out this year.
You make that sound like it's a bad thing. But anyway, folks, absolutely. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.